Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch to Ortiz is hammered out to left center field. High and deep and way gone for Joey Ortiz.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Yeah, he's a cleanup hitter in our lineup.
Yeah.
It's Lane Grindle. Lane, good afternoon.
Are we ready for some postseason baseball?
Yes. I wanted to ask you a question related to that because we've had such success in Milwaukee. It's been incredible. It's been fun every year. Do we kind of take it for granted? You don't because you work it every day, but it's just like, yeah, it's October and it's the playoffs, but this is pretty incredible.
I think we're a little bit spoiled. And that's a good thing. I don't think that's bad. This era of Brewers baseball, there's been so much success and so much month of September relevancy and of course postseason, that it's just, it's really incredible. And I think for a small market like Milwaukee to do what they've done, it's a testament to the front office, the ownership, the on-field staff and the players and the fans and everybody. And it's something we should be really proud of and we shouldn't take it for granted. Now that being said, I get it. The fans want to see a deep run. Everybody wants to see a deep run. We want to see one of those magical Octobers that hang around for a long time with the big memorable moments that we're going to be telling our kids about and our grandkids about. We want one of those. And we had one in 18, but it didn't get all the way to the World Series. But there's still those singular moments in that 18 run that you talk about. The Woodruff home run off of Kershaw. Unfortunately, the Chris Taylor catch against Christian Yelich. We want one of those storylines again, and a deep run in October will give you a bunch of that.
Show off your rally towel, John.
Yes, look at this sweet towel. This looks like a Brewers jersey.
The racing sausages were here, and
I'm waving my jersey like I'm going to be at the game. Let's go!
In the Third Street Market. Oh, it's so cute. Describe what it is.
You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. Funny.
We're 24 hours out. Don't use too much energy too early, but I like it. I love it.
Hey, how big a deal is that Sal Frelick's not going to be able to go right away?
Well, yeah, it's a big deal. Now, I think the Brewers are equipped to handle it, but Sal's a great player, and he's one of those heartbeat players, right? You know, you hear Pat Murphy, he always talks about him as a winning player. He does all those little things well. He's a great defensive player. He's one of the highest-graded right fielders in all of baseball defensively. He's going to put the ball in play consistently. He can get the bunt down when you need him to. He can run. He's clutch. I mean, he doesn't have big power numbers. He's not going to slug a bunch, but he is a good player that you want to have in these types of games because he fits these types of games. He's got that winner in his DNA. So not having him stinks. Plus, he's a super popular guy in the clubhouse, super popular guy with the fans. You hurt Sal personally, too, because you want him to be able to be a part of an extended run, but hopefully the Brewers can get through this first round without him, and maybe he can start to feel like he's getting closer to getting back at some point in October. But he's a great guy, and he's a big part of this thing. And like I said at the beginning, I do think the Brewers are uniquely equipped to handle a loss like this. They've got Garrett Mitchell. They have some depth with Blake Perkins, and you can even slide a Jake Bowers to the outfield if you needed to, depending on how they put this roster together in the postseason. So I do think the Brewers are equipped to handle this loss, but it's still a loss. There's no two ways about it.
Is it a better matchup for the Brewers against the Diamondbacks or against the Mets?
I think the minute you start talking yourself into those types of things, you've probably lost your edge. I think the attitude from the clubhouse needs to be bring on anybody and we're ready to go. Now, I'm a broadcaster, so I don't have to keep my edge. I like the Brewers hopefully playing the Mets. I just think it on paper sets up better for the Brewers because what the Mets have been through over the last 24, 48 hours. To fly from Atlanta to Milwaukee, now back to Atlanta, play a doubleheader today. They had to really lean on that bullpen to get through that craziness of game one today. Edwin Diaz has now thrown 66 pitches in the last 2 days. I can't imagine he would be available tomorrow night, even for an inning. Phil Maton's pitched in 3 consecutive days. That's a big part of their bullpen. I can't imagine he would be available tomorrow night, maybe by Wednesday because of the nature of the games. But so I think there's just some things that could be a built-in advantage for the Brewers in that regard. However, never underestimate what adrenaline can do for a baseball team. And even though it looks like, whoa, they're going through a lot, all this travel, mm-hmm. all these games, sometimes teams can be galvanized by that, and it can have the opposite effect, and they can come in here with their hair on fire and be a big problem. So I think the minute you start to dissect it one way or another, you can talk yourself out of it. It comes down to the Brewers being the Brewers. And if they play their game and play well and swing the bat well, continue to play elite defense, the Brewers are going to be just fine in this round.
Hey, Lane, are you going to have the 2-foot nachos that are going to be available during the postseason?
Well,
you and Maurer.
I mean, yeah, why not? Yeah, maybe I'll make my way out of the Concourse.
Me too.
At some point.
Yeah.
And take a look at that. Yeah, that's, I mean, sure, why not?
What's
I mean, now, 4:30 game tomorrow is a good time to do it.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you do like a 7:30 on Thursday night, and you're going to bed later, and then, you know, like, I don't know. You got to plan that out.
So if you hear that crunching, that's what Lane's doing.
That's Lane, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's it like in the Grindle household the day before the playoffs begin? Are you bouncing off the walls? Are you trying to get in your zone? Are you meditating? Is the wife like, my gosh, get to the game already? What's it like in the Grindle household?
My wife's a teacher, so she just got home. So
nice.
She's decompressing from, you know, a day of educating our fine youth in America. My son has already gotten home from school and immediately turned on the Braves and Mets, and he's dialed in. And so I'm getting live updates from him as I'm trying to get some stuff done around the house while I'm trying to watch in on the game as well. So it's been fun. I mean, everybody's pumped up about it. You know, we have four kids, so everybody's busy. We got kids going in a million different directions tomorrow night. My oldest will be at the game with one of her friends, and she's 16. She's a huge Brewers fan, and so she's already pretty geared up.
That is fantastic. Lane, thanks for always being generous with your time, and have a great call tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.